I'm at Killingholme on Humberside outside the Lindsay oil refinery, where all the fuss is going off about the foreign workers working on the new desulfurization plants. I've just been talking to one very nice, quietly spoken man. He didn't want to be recorded, but he was giving me some of the detail about why people feel strongly about this. And like everybody I've spoken to, he was very anxious to emphasize there's nothing racist about this. They're not anti-foreign workers per se. But he was saying they've got really serious concerns as craft workers themselves about the qualifications of some of the workers coming in from Italy, the ones who are living on the barge in Grimsby. He said there's a lot of hotheads here now, and actually I'm just coming up to the car park where there's a union jack and there's big crowds of people, a lot of people here today, far more than there have been previously. I'm just with one of the GMB negotiators.
My name's Phil Whitehurst. This time last week there was no UK labour going to be employed on that part of the contract, and we've been given 102 new postings for the UK workers. There's been no exclusion of Italian or Portuguese workers to make these jobs. There's the new jobs created to for the project, and so I think everybody should be happy.
It's like a win-win by the sound of it.
Well, this is what we've had. We've been assured by Jacobs and Total that this is the situation. So yes, in effect, it is a win-win situation. And I'm proud of the brave lads what took the stand, and also the brave lads what's come out to support us as well.
Good. And one last question: these are skilled jobs. I mean, it's not like the British getting somebody was telling me today, you know, we don't want to be pushing around the tea trolley. It presumably isn't that, so no.
No, we've got it's a 50-50 mix. There's skilled tradespersons, but also then there's semi-skilled. But that doesn't detract from these are British workers. They're not people pushing tea trolleys down.